And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday in what could be part of its final push in 9 months of war. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
Emma Yell from Reuters. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case has been postponed until at least September 18th. AP correspondent Jake Offenhart explains.
Trump was previously scheduled to be sentenced on July 11th, following his conviction in May of falsifying records to cover up a potential sex scandal. But Judge Juan Emmerichon agreed to push back that date after Trump's attorneys argued that a recent Supreme Court ruling granting broad immunity to presidents invalidated the verdict. The Manhattan District Attorney has called that argument, quote, without merit, but they agreed to the delay as both sides present motions on the matter. The delay means that Trump won't know his sentencing as he's formally nominated at the Republican National Convention, which starts in Milwaukee on July 15th. And it leaves open the possibility that he could be ordered to jail during a critical stretch of his campaign.
AP correspondent Jake Offenhartz. Drone footage Wednesday showed muddy ground, foot imprints of victims and abandoned belongings at Tuesday's fatal stampede site where 116 people, many of them women and children, were killed in India's northern Uttar Pradesh. This is VOA News. Hurricane Beryl is breaking records as it tears through the Caribbean. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
Over the weekend, it became the first Category 4 storm to ever form in the Atlantic in the month of June. On Tuesday, it became the earliest storm on record to reach Category 5, the strongest possible ranking. Scientists say that all points to a very dangerous hurricane season ahead. Scientists blame record-breaking sea temperatures, driven by human-caused climate change and cyclical weather patterns. A Category 5 is the strongest hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson scale, capable of causing catastrophic damage, including the destruction of homes and infrastructure.
Freddie Joyner from Reuters. Two Russian naval ships have docked in the Venezuelan port of La Guaira during exercises in the Atlantic Ocean that Moscow says are to show the flag in remote important regions. Russian state media quoted the defense ministry as saying the ships have been performing since mid-May, and that includes, quote, guaranteeing the Russian naval presence, end quote, in remote areas of the oceans. Rudy Giuliani, the former New York City mayor and legal advisor to Donald Trump, has been disbarred in New York. The Manhattan appeals court found he repeatedly made false statements about Trump's 2020 election loss. The court ruled Giuliani is no longer allowed to practice law in the state, effective immediately. Britain is set to hold a general election on Thursday, with polls suggesting the country is likely to elect a new leader. Henny Ridgewell from Reuters has more from London.
Boris Johnson, who resigned following a series of scandals, including the breaking of COVID-19 lockdown rules, is one of five different Conservative prime ministers over the past eight turbulent years. Analysts say current Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is struggling to shake off that legacy. Britain's smaller parties could play a big role in deciding the outcome. The centre-left Liberal Democrats have a chance of pushing the Conservatives into third place. The anti-immigration, pro-Brexit Reform Party could also peel off right-leaning Conservative voters. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Police in Australia's Northern Territory said on Wednesday morning a missing 12-year-old child was reportedly attacked by a crocodile and a search and rescue operation was underway. The child was reported missing on Tuesday evening after swimming in a creek in Palumpa, a remote town of around 350 people, 7 hours by road from the territory capital of Darwin. I'm Christina Menenti. VOA News.